And we're back for episode 2 of Hiding Jekyll, a comedy radio play written by Liviu Monstad, presented by Core Productions. Starring Talia Shanay, Abby Raymond, Paul Adderley, Lockie Pringle, James Kutsia, Dale Wesley Johnson Green, Stuart Oliver, Craig James, Kyle Stevens, and Liviu Monstad. Tonight's episode is entitled, I'm Jekyll.
I am home.
How sinister.
And he said it just like that, deep voice and all.
Oh.
Oh, you make quite the impression with your stories, Deirdre, darling.
Well, thank you. After a while, you have to make it interesting for the investigators. The first crime I reported, I was so nervous, I fainted halfway through.
Oh, my, yes. I remember shrieking in terror as a woman bled at my feet. Sounded like a winded horse.
Oh, I know a wonderful vocal coach for that.
Oh, not necessary. After my third murder sighting, I have quite mastered the shriek.
Hand swooning over your brow.
A slight lean back ready to be caught.
It's an art form, really.
Yes, indeed. Would be nice if they caught us half the time. Last woman to faint ended up collapsing in the Thames. Poor thing drowned whilst the officers were distracted by her discovery. And not long after, another woman noticed the fainted woman floating by and fainted herself in the river. And so it went on for a whole day. Over 30 women ended up fainting in the river that day.
Such is the blindness of man's curiosity. You should have seen Utterson after the lab incident. My dear, the walls themselves shook with fear.
You should let me at him, boss. One bullet right into that creep's head, and all troubles would be blasted away by now.
Mr. Guest, do you think for a second that a man like Hyde would be in any way unprepared for any sudden movement you are about to make? I've seen him rip a man's jugular veins with his teeth for looking at him wrong.
What, you scared of him?
What? You're not.
You answer first, and then I'll follow.
Shut up, Mr. Enfield. There are two kinds of killers in this world, the hands-on kind and the businessmen. I am of the businessman variety. I didn't get in this position by getting my hands dirty, hence why I hire you buffoons. It doesn't take a genius to know that Hyde's up to something, and when a man of that erratic mental cognition has a plan, that's when I worry.
Plan? What plan? The man's a loose cannon. He couldn't support a plan if his life depended on it.
You talk a lot of smack, don't you, Mr. Enfield?
I'm just saying, he isn't as tough as people make out.
Yeah, but he's too far by the sound of it. And Jamie didn't come back in one piece, did he?
No, he didn't.
This is a travesty, boys. I hate being in the dark.
Well, we can't afford more light.
I mean in the dark about Hyde, you moron!
Right. Sorry.
Where does he go when not killing? What does he do? It's not human, I tell you. Blood screams. That's all the man lives for.
And letters. Man loves his ransom letters.
Yeah, the only problem is he doesn't want money or power out of his actions. It's a brag, a show-and-tell scenario.
Letters written in red. Still trying to figure out what's paint and what's blood. Read hundreds of them. Can make out his writing like the back of my hand. But what he marks a page with, wouldn't dare to find out.
Have you tried licking it?
What?
Licking it. Paint and blood taste different, don't they?
That is disgusting. I ain't licking no letter.
You could get lucky. One time, I licked a letter marked in brown, and it tasted nothing
like
paint.
That's because it was...
Quiet the both of you!
If Hyde's getting in on the drug laundering business, then we need to end it. Enfield?
Yes, sir!
You want revenge for your pal's skull? Then you will follow Hyde and see what he's up to.
Are you sure that's...
Yeah, Mr. Enfield. You always argue that he's not all that. Why don't you show us?
Why if he sees me?
Oh, we have a nice mantle to put you on.
Yeah, what's left of you?
Where are we, dear?
Hyde Park, I believe.
Oh, yes. We used to frequent this place quite often.
It seems a lifetime ago now.
Yes, I feel that way too.
A thought occurs to me. If there was any place for Enfield to find Hyde, it would be this very park.
Oh, well, aren't you the astute thinker?
Well, thank you. I do like to think from time to time. Ah, just as expected. Here's Enfield now.
He has quite the tread.
No doubt, trying to sneak up on the villainous Hyde.
Should we tell him that Hyde's right behind him?
No, dear. We must remain only to witness society's darkest displays.
But
don't!
That poor man!
Wait!
Mr.
Enfield! You little worm. Why are you following me like a blind man to a scent?
Blaze!
Did Utterson put you up to this? Does he want eyes this time around? Or just another scalped skull?
Neither.
What are you doing here?
He asked me to follow you. He wanted to know what you were doing with the drugs.
Did he now?
Well, I don't know about now, but then, yes.
You know what you are, Mr. Enfield? You're a follower.
No, please!
Always pleading, always begging, always running behind the trails of better men. I like my men 6 feet below the ground, Mr. Enfield. Now, how many times would I have to batter your head in with my cane to get you 6 feet under?
6 times?
Wrong answer, worm!
Oh, he's going to beat Enfield with his cane! How awful! I can't bear to watch!
Look, he's dropped the cane!
Hello!
What?
My word! Hyde is smiling.
And waving.
What are you doing down there, silly? You, a respectable-looking man such as yourself, should not be lying on the floor like that. You know, my mother told me boys who spend their life on the ground in the dirt grow to be men stuck in the dirt. I never really understood what that meant. You can give without loving, but you can never love without giving. That's a much better philosophy, I think. Plus, I think she made up the other one. She did that a lot, you know. But you gotta love your mum, don't you?
What?
Sorry, I tend to ramble, apparently. Here, let me help you up. Don't worry, I don't bite. How'd you get down there anyway?
You hit me.
But did I? Oh, gee, I'm so sorry. Must have been an accident. Really, I'm very sorry. I can be a bit clumsy, always tripping over myself and others, eh? Once again, really sorry about that. Name's Jekyll. Henry Jekyll at your service.
What?
Do you have a hearing problem? God, I hope I didn't accidentally push over a deaf person. I feel absolutely terrible about that. What's your name?
What?
Why'd your parents call you that? Sorry.
My name's Mr. Enfield.
Mr. Enfield. What a wonderfully splendid name.
Thanks.
Ah, is this my cane?
Yes.
Quite nice, isn't it? Not sure what this red stuff at the end is, but nice all the same. Here.
What?
Take it.
Why?
Because I want you to have it. It's the least I can do for knocking you over and messing up your clothes.
Gee, thanks.
Well, I'd best be off. Not sure where, but I'm sure the winds of fate will take me somewhere, won't they?
I guess.
Right. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Enfield. Cheerio!
Well, that was odd.
Why couldn't Enfield hear me? I made quite the yell.
That's the least of your concerns, Dulcie dear. It seems this case has become stranger.
Sometimes I feel truly quite invisible.
Don't we all? Quick, we must tell our sordid tale to whomever may listen. Lord knows how Hasty and Mr. Poole shall react.
Wonderful segue, Deirdre.
Thank you.
Your move, Hasty.
Don't rush me.
You can't hold your cards forever, old boy. Take the plunge. Snap! Blast! Well played. Now, who could that be?
Hello, I'm the delivery man. Please don't shoot me.
What do you want?
Well, I have a letter. To Mr. Jekyll from Proud's Hospital.
There's no one by the name of Jekyll here. Go away.
I assure you, this is the address he gave us.
Well, he's wrong.
Well, do you know where he is?
No.
Well, you must have some idea. I mean, I have with me this statement letter specifically mentioning this address here.
I, Henry Jekyll, hereby grant a sum of £600
to... What's his name?
Well, I'm here on behalf of Proud's Hospital to present this thank you letter to Jekyll for his considerable donation to our charity drive for doctors in need of medical supplies.
Dear Henry Jekyll, your contribution to the doctors...
Will you stop that noise?
I have the letter in my hand already.
Sorry about that. Got a new Foley guy.
Right. Let's see. If you know what's good for you, you'll get out. Now!
But...
Who is this Jekyll character?
Whoever he is, he's got a lot of nerve.
You don't think this Jekyll guy stole money from Hyde?
Well, how could he? Only we know where the stash is.
Did you tell anyone?
No. Did you?
No. Did Hyde?
Huh, maybe he did. Maybe he told someone out of the goodness of his heart.
Goodness of his heart. Yeah, right.
Hello, I'm Hyde. I'm going to give you all of my money.
Check the vault.
Where is it? Where is it?
Did you take it?
No, did you?
Of course not.
Oh, God, he's going to kill us.
No, he's not.
Oh, what, you found it?
He's going to torture us.
Oh!
I know. We'll kill us. He can't torture us if we're dead, can he?
Paul, I don't want to die.
Well, I don't want my eyes to be gouged out with a toothpick.
Well, run! He'll find us!
God, why did I ever go into this business?
Stop being hysterical!
This isn't funny.
I didn't mean hysterical. I mean hysterical.
That's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is. You say hysterical, I'm being hysterical.
Do you even know what hysterical means?
No!
Hello!
Hyde! Ah!
Hyde?
What are we hiding from?
You.
Oh. This isn't a very good hiding place, then.
Why?
I think I found us.
What?
What a wonderful game that was. I think we all won, don't you? You know, I've just noticed what a splendid hideaway this really is. I just saw Calloway on my way here. Lovely young chap. Apparently, he has sent me a thank you letter. Isn't that nice?
Are you all right, sir?
Splendid. Thanks for asking. Is that the letter? Oh, how sweet of them. Well, you know those doctors deserve all the help they can get, those lifesavers.
Do you not hate doctors, sir?
Hate? Oh, no. Fantastic people they are. I think I'll go take a stroll, perhaps go get a newspaper and start looking for a job. Does this town have a florist? I think I'd like to be a florist. Cheerio!
What just happened?
I think we died.
Yeah. We're in hell.
What a shocking turn of events. And now to credit the people who need coffee to live. Composer, Edward Hampton. Mastering by Kim Quint. Engineer, Kieran Kershaw. Graphic designer, Neville Ross. Editor and director, Carl Stevens. And producer, Molly Sutherland.